I'm the shortest one in my class, and my friends all tease me about it. A few inches would help.
I'm sorry that your friends tease you about being short. I know what it's like to be teased, too. Have you ever been teased before? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. You know, when I was a kid, people used to tease me because I had kind of big ears. I mean, I still do, I guess. It's just that my head finally grew big enough to balance them out. If you're getting teased about the way you look, remember this. God made you exactly the way you are on purpose. Isaiah 64:8 says, "Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hands." Our story today is called Beautiful. Hazel dropped her backpack by the door and trotted out to the garage to find Mom, clad in jeans and an old t-shirt, sitting at her potter's wheel. As she watched, her mom wet her hands, placed her thumbs near the center of the lump of clay, and pressed downward as it spun on the wheel. Before her eyes, the mass of clay became hollow, narrowed, and grew in height. "How was your day at school?" asked Mom. Hazel thought a moment before answering. "It was all right, I guess. My classes were fine, but some of my friends teased me because I'm the shortest." Moving her hands to the outside of the lump of clay, Mom applied a bit of pressure to the sides of her vessel as it spun on the pottery wheel, making the clay elongate dramatically and grow taller. "That wasn't very nice of them." Hazel sighed. "Yeah, well, I wish I was taller, but there's nothing I can do about it." Mom continued to gently push the sides of clay inward, making them rise even higher. Suddenly, the hollow column of clay that was forming bent over to the side and collapsed. "Oh, no!" exclaimed Hazel. "Your vase is ruined. It can't hold any flowers now. It's all bent." To her surprise, Mom replied, "Who said it was a vase?" Looking confused, Hazel asked, "Well, what is it then? It can't be much good like that." "No?" asked Mom. "You can't see what I see because you're comparing it to what you think pottery should look like. But I see it in light of the purpose I designed it for, and I say it's perfect. And since I'm the one who created it, my opinion is the only one that counts." "Okay," said Hazel. "So what is it?" "It's a metaphor," said Mom, "for my daughter, to show her how God sees her and that his opinion is the only one that counts." Hazel rolled her eyes. "Okay, Mom, I get it. Your sculpture is beautiful because you created it, just like I'm beautiful, and the perfect height because God created me. You don't have to hit me over the head with it." Mom smiled. "Sometimes I do." So how about you? Do you ever wish that you look different? It's easy to compare ourselves to everyone else and feel like we don't measure up. But guess what? Everyone else is usually doing the same thing. Instead, remember that God created you just the way he wanted you. He thinks you're beautiful, and his opinion is the only one that counts. Our key verse is Isaiah 64:8.
"Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We all are the work of your hands."
And our key thought today, you were formed by God. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up for a free subscription, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids devotional every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right there in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages along with the Hey Zach question in every copy. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription to Keys for Kids when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.